Welcome to the PC Gamer Podcast. This is episode 83 for Saturday, May 19th, 2007. Welcome from wherever you are. This is the PC Gamer Podcast. Your host today, Norm the Executive Intern. With me, the boss is Greg Viederman.
Hello. Did you call me Craig?
No, I said Greg.
Jeez. Okay.
It's my lisp. Logan Decker.
Woo! Sorry, I'm feeling very up.
Backspace columnist Gary Witta.
Hello.
And our podcast producer, Jeremy Williams.
Hey, guys.
Well, What's the news? Anything happened recently?
I'm racking my brain. I'm trying to figure out if anything's big. I mean, there's some Xbox news. Something about a PlayStation game. I don't know.
Something about the Wii. No.
You know what was it? Transformers.
Winner
trailer.
At the 4-H Club.
Yeah. Oh right. I think there was something about a little game called StarCraft 2, perhaps.
StarCraft 2. What the?
Yeah. So, obviously, big news.
StarCraft 2 just announced.
Barely
moments ago, across the world in South Korea, where Dan Stapleton, our senior associate editor, is there right now covering the story.
Yes.
But we have the scoop, too, because Greg has actually seen the game. He's one of the only few people, one of the two people outside of Blizzard, who's actually seen StarCraft 2 in action. The game, which shall not be named, has now been named.
Yeah. Dan and I actually went down. It's a whole long story. All right. Well, first of all, just so everyone out there knows, it's, right now, we're recording this on Thursday, just like we usually do. We obviously just can't go live, because the game hasn't been announced yet. But, Dan and I actually went to go see the game this last Monday, because we've had a cover deal in place for, boy, it's maybe been 2 years, and stretched at least two ICs, PC Gamer EICs, if not three. Basically, for this whole time, for years now, we've been right on the verge. Like, is this the month? Is this the month when we do the announcement?
Have they always told you it would be StarCraft 2 or just some random title?
No, it was basically the next Blizzard game.
Gotcha.
That wasn't an expansion. Like the next big full game. And just based on the timing of everything, we had actually expected, since, you know, they did an RTS, then they did WoW, we had been expecting that it would be a Diablo announcement, and it was not. It was obviously a StarCraft announcement, but we were, this story almost happened. Last time it almost happened was, I think, a little over a year ago. No, it must have been about 2 years ago, it was when Dan Morris was EIC, and we were told, you know, like, it was maybe the November issue, and they were wanting December. They're like, you know, we want the December issue, something around that time frame, and we want it, and we were like, we're going to give it to you. We all got really excited, and then at the last minute, the story got pulled. We didn't even know back then what the story was. Again, it was a Blizzard game. That story didn't happen, and then it was going to happen on and off since then, you know, like every few months I check back in, and then, you know, maybe it was going to happen then, maybe it wouldn't. So when we finally started talking about this for reals about, it must have been 3 or 4 months ago at this point, I was cautiously optimistic. I figured, you know, it had to be soon. So why not now? And, it finally was. It proved to be a really tricky deal because Blizzard has been so nervous about this information getting out. I had to sign NDAs in triplicate, and even after I had signed the NDAs, Blizzard would not say over email or over the phone what the name of the game was. So
because people are listening.
Yeah, never know.
That's right. So, yeah, but it made for some interesting negotiations. We're like trying to talk about, like, you know, I'm trying to envision, like, you know, covers and layouts for the design, for the, for the, um, for the inside of the book. And it ultimately came down to, she's like, I don't want to say the name, but we're having an announcement in Korea. And I'm like, ah, okay. Well, there you go. And I gotta be honest, as the hardcore Diablo fan, I was a little upset. I was like, really? StarCraft II? I so desperately wanted Diablo III, but that was...
You gotta believe that's in the works, you know, to some extent as well, though.
yeah, you gotta believe it. In fact, I'm gonna, yeah. I'm not gonna go into anything, but it's...
No, and the other thing is, there are gonna be some people today, this being Saturday, of course.
Yeah. Or Friday, or Saturday.
Yeah, for sure. Whatever day it is that this ends up going out. There are gonna be some people right now that have egg on their faces. Computer and Video Games website in the UK. A website of some stature there in reporting gaming news, ran a story a week or so ago, and we can confirm that it's a StarCraft MMO. What are they to say now?
A lot of people
were convinced it was going to be an MMO, and that Blizzard, you know, after the success of WoW, would never return to doing just old-fashioned games, but here you go.
They did drop a hint on their website. They changed their front page, I think, a week ago, and they showed this timeline. They had a screenshot of Warcraft and Warcraft 2, and then they had this timeline of all the Blizzard games, and at the end of the timeline, they have this big question mark. And so that spurred a ton of speculation, and then on the gaming blogs, you know, some of those gaming blogs were like, oh, I'll be so bold, it's a start of rumor, and say it's StarCraft 2. Yeah.
The fact that StarCraft2.com takes you to Blizzard's site right now is also
right
a nice
now.
Little clue.
That was, yeah, I emailed Blizzard, like, I think that just happened yesterday. And I'm like, really? You decided to populate that page today? Like, after all the secrecy? Because then as soon as that happened, then you go to Game Tab and you see, you know, one of the top stories. StarCraft 2 confirmed? Question mark? But back to the computer and video games, guys. I bet... We'll see, but you know, it's possible they'll just go, oh no, we just pulled that out of our asses, but we just wanted to, you know, we were speculating and we wanted to drive traffic and, you know, yada yada yada. We guessed and we were wrong, no big deal. But I think people will be pissed.
So I mean, let's get down to it, Greg. You know, what are the bullet points here? What's the deal with StarCraft 2?
Start with your experience. You went down to Irvine. Tell the story. I want to hear the narrative.
He wants to. Yeah. So. Alright, let's see. I'm trying to remember the timeline. It all kind of flows together for me now.
Had you ever been to Blizzard before, Greg?
Yes. When I did a review of Diablo 2, I was down, I played it down at Blizzard.
Were you blindfolded, or like, you know, were you like, you know, were you not allowed to like see the route you were being taken to the location?
And
then they kind of took the blindfold off and you had no idea where you were?
Not too far off. Yeah, it's not too far off from what actually happened. We got there, they had us wait in the lobby for a few more minutes, because they wanted to make sure that they were done getting everything out of the way that, you know, wasn't StarCraft related.
Who's we?
We being Dan Stapleton and I.
Okay.
We went together. And so, they went back there. There were a bunch of, like, whiteboards as we were eventually walked down the hallways. You could tell there were a bunch of whiteboards that had been covered. And,
yeah, they have curtains over all the whiteboards for when people, visitors are there.
Right. And a bunch of office doors were closed. I tried to glance out of the corner of my eye, like in one office that was still a little bit open, and somebody saw me and closed the door real quick. So they let us down into an office, into the lead producer's office, and sat us down and said, here is about a 20-minute clip. Oh, I'm sorry, no. I'm getting the narrative wrong already. They first show a CG intro. A CG intro, which, you know, right off the bat looks amazing, you know, is so, you know, has Blizzard written all over it. And it shows, there's no logo or anything, it just opens and you see, you're in like a high-tech facility, you see a door open, and you see this incredibly muscle-bound guy, you know, sort of in the darkness. And he starts walking, and you can tell that he's in shackles, like he's a prisoner. And he's smoking a stogie, his shirt's off, and he's just ripped up. He looks almost like the Incredible Hulk. And the animation, and the artwork, and it's freaking unbelievably good. And he's just walking slowly towards the center of this room, barefoot. He's got his like prison pants on. And he steps barefoot into this machine. He clicks in, sort of like he's clicking into almost like to like skis. And all of a sudden, all these machines come up and start drilling into him, you know, various pieces of metal, you know, and it's like sizing him up and then drilling things in, and he's just kind of standing there and taking it, looking like a badass. And then after 30 seconds or so of that, the camera pulls out, and you can see that he's been placed in the Space Marine armor. And he's still got a cigar in his mouth, and it goes up to his face, and he says something like, you know, it's about damn time. And then the screen closes. It goes below the scroll, from his helmet, it closes. The screen goes black. There's a pregnant pause. And then the StarCraft II logo comes up, and I could envision in my mind's eye, as that's happening in Korea, everybody just losing their shit. You know, like, oh my god! Because up to that point, even though you can tell it's a Space Marine, you don't really know for sure that it's StarCraft II. Maybe it's that crazy StarCraft MMO you've heard so much about on the web the last few weeks. So, you know, the StarCraft II logo comes up, and it's just like, wow.
Yeah, Stapleton told me he was going to try to get footage of Koreans' heads exploding. For science.
Blizzard going to release this cinematic, like put it on their site or something over the weekend?
They're speculating about that. There is what they showed us after that was 20 minutes of narrated gameplay footage. And I think that is possibly what they're going to put up on the site. We're actually going to get for the August issue exclusive game content, an exclusive trailer that shows new gameplay. So that'll be different from whatever Blizzard decides to put up on the web this weekend. And they've made that just for us. So be sure to check that out. But I was sitting there, the first scene when they start showing the gameplay footage, that you're on a sort of a typical, it's the space platform. You know, when you think of StarCraft, you know, I often think of those space platforms. Those levels that were those floating platforms out in space, and it's incredible, like the upgrade in graphics, because I had just been playing the original StarCraft the night before in preparation for this meeting, and you see this group, this small squadron of like four or five Protoss fighters, you know, gliding over the top of this level, and Dan and I both sort of just let out a little gasp, like, oh man, like, this looks so much better. This is without a doubt the best looking Blizzard game I've ever seen. They're not going crazy. They're not doing anything like DirectX 10, you know. It's true to Blizzard form. They want to make sure that this is a game that everybody can play. So what we were seeing was the game running at probably what will end up being the optimal settings. But it'll be, I guess it looked like it was probably DirectX 9. And, man, the artwork is phenomenal. Big surprise here. I mean, I'm not going to go. The video will be out this weekend. They literally narrate that whole playthrough, so I won't go through that right now. But I would say the big takeaways are that there is no fourth race. It is still the Zerg, the Protoss, and the Terrans. They didn't want to just add another race because. Obviously the game is fully 3D and gorgeous. They're working more on asymmetry this time, so the three races will be even more different than before. Something that kind of caught me off guard was that they really want to stick to StarCraft's roots. They really aren't trying to branch this out like they did with Warcraft for Warcraft 3, where they brought in RPG elements. You know, where you had hero units and they could get loot and they could advance in levels. They didn't want to do that for StarCraft. They want to make sure that Warcraft and StarCraft aren't just, you know, different skins of the same game. So StarCraft is much more action intensive, much more geared toward the, you know, the 20-minute battles, getting in, getting out.
Do you get the impression, Greg, that because StarCraft has such a massive fan base in Korea, and it's got so many people that love it to death, that they felt like they didn't want to stray too far from the original formula and not do anything too radical?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think they'd be crazy to change it. I mean, my initial reaction, I was awash with a whole range, a whole spectrum of various emotions as I was sitting there watching the footage. Because obviously some part of me, you know, as an American, you know, it's a sequel. This is a sequel. It's got to be bigger. It's got to have not one more race. It's got to have, you know, 10 more races, and I want 5,000 more units, and I want, you know, I was kind of expecting them to just go overboard. And when I realized that they hadn't done that, that it was really about keeping true to StarCraft, and I thought about that, I think ultimately it's absolutely the right move. I think if they changed this, you know, they're not trying to grow this install base. This install base has grown. This is 9 million plus fanatics, right? And why screw with something that ain't broken? Not even close to broken.
So what are some of the things that are new from the first game?
So they're gonna be obviously the engine is completely new. There are gonna be a lot of the you know, familiar units that everybody loves, knows and loves will be there. But there'll be plenty of new units. A lot of the existing units will be able to do things that they never could before. We saw some stuff where, like, Zerglings can mutate into different units for different purposes. And they weren't going into any detail, and they won't be going into detail for a while about the story, about much of anything about the story, or even the entire, you know, range of what the units are, because they just want, to be perfectly honest, they're not done. You know, they're right now in the stage where they're playing with a bunch of stuff and they're not sure what will be in and what won't be in. It's very much a when it's finished game.
Why are they announcing it now?
Well, because they're thinking that they're, you know, it sounds like, they didn't say this, but in so many words, it sounds like, you know, this is going to be out maybe 2008 is my guess. You know, this is not going to be a typical Blizzard announcement and then, you know, we have to wait 2 years for a game launch. This looks really, really polished. Like what we saw, like they wouldn't show us everything. There were, you know, definitely like, they said that there's some amazing things in store for the Zerg, that they just aren't ready to talk about yet. But what we did see was incredibly polished. I mean, like if they had given us that demo and said, this game is shipping in a month, I wouldn't be surprised. You know, I mean, that's how polished it is. The interface even looks, you know, I mean, the interface is in there. It looks very, very reminiscent of the original StarCraft interface. This is a lot like the new CNC, a lot like CNC 3. StarCraft 2 is clearly aimed at the people who loved the original StarCraft and just wanted, you know, they want it brought into the new millennium. They want, you know, better graphics. They want, you know, even more asymmetry, bigger explosions. But fundamentally, at the core of this game is that same great gameplay that so many of us still to this day enjoy. So that's it in a nutshell. There's obviously more detail in the issue. There's the exclusive gameplay footage on the disc. They did show us some units that nobody else will be shown for some time. So if you want like the full scoop on the entire breadth of units that they're talking about right now, you definitely want to read PC Gamer in August.
And Greg, right. You weren't shown anything real time, right? You were just shown the movie.
No, we were actually shown gameplay. So when they first sat us down, we were watching what I think was like a Fraps movie. So it looked like in-game, but it wasn't. It was a video of in-game. But then after that, Dan and I were taken out to a big screen to a big screen projector, and we actually watched them. We watched the devs play the game in real time and show us all sorts of, you know, cool stuff with the unit. So yeah, we definitely saw the game running. And we're also exposed to units that nobody will get to see in Korea. So we'll have all those details in the magazine exclusively. Plus, as I said, the exclusive footage, the gameplay.
Greg, send me a screenshot or something. I really want to see what it looks like.
I'm not sending you a screenshot. In fact, as of Thursday, they have not sent us screenshots because they want to make sure none of it goes up. It's like I've signed NDAs. If we leaked any of this stuff, you know, they could sue us for all we're worth, and yet they're still really, really nervous about sending screens.
What do you have on the cover? What's the cover image?
The cover image is badass. What will be on the cover is that that same Space Marine from the CGI intro that we were first shown with the cigar in his mouth. In his, you know, his, it's a close-up of his face. He's got his stogie in his mouth, and he's just sort of grimacing. And looks fantastic.
And you can't tell that it's from a CG. I mean, it looks like it's a high-res
like painted
render. Yeah.
Yeah. It's nuts. Yeah, when you look at that and you think, like, oh, my God, that's actually a frame of animation. Like, Blizzard has once again, you know, pulled out all the stops for their CGI stuff.
So, I mean, this is great news in so many ways, isn't it? Not just because, you know, who's not happy about StarCraft 2, but but also because, you know, a lot of people had been nervous after the huge success of WoW that that was just what Blizzard were going to do from now on, that any future games would be in that model because that's where they can theoretically make the most money. But here they are, they're going, you know, this is pure fan service, right? You know, this is something that people want, and they're delivering it.
They know it'll sell, and even if it doesn't sell, they're not going to be in any financial trouble.
And it's not just that. I mean, it's not purely a service to the fans. Let's be real. I mean, they're not going to put out another MMO and risk cannibalizing their moneymaker, you know? I can't see why they would do that right now. Better to put this...
I think, you know, that'd be smarter, actually. I think it would... there's a lot of people out there right now who, like me, who don't play World of Warcraft, but if the StarCraft MMO came out, I'd play that. And people who play World of Warcraft now... I don't see why they wouldn't just have two accounts. I mean, they're just.
But that's going to be just as true. That's going to be just as true in a couple of years from now. I mean, I think they're probably going to wait until they feel like WoW is past its peak.
Yeah.
You know, and is kind of, you know, on the outs. I mean, obviously it's going to be around for years and years.
It's
but you
still
know, once
growing,
they feel like the
like,
numbers
yeah.
have kind of gone as high as they're going to go, then they probably feel like it's safe for them to be able to compete with themselves.
But and also, you know, potentially selling to 9 million plus people, even though they're not getting in a 15. Oh, actually, you know, and to be perfectly honest, you know, they're not yet talking about their multiplayer plans. It's not out of the question, I suppose, that there would be some sort of, you know, persistent world. You know, it's like imagine like a persistent war.
So, Greg, how good graphically does it look to the other kind of cutting edge RTSs that are out there like now, like CNC3 and Supreme Commander? How does it compare to those?
Definitely looks better than both. It's hard to explain. I mean, you know that the traditional StarCraft artwork is very impressive to begin with, but the technology looks a little beyond what the EA guys did with CNC3. You know, it's a very pretty game, but it's not going to tax your hardware. So it's really hard to say. You know, it's definitely the best looking RTS I've seen in a while. It's not Company of Heroes. They're not trying to do that, you know, give it that level of detail and make sure that it runs with all the latest bells and whistles. This is, you know, they're going a totally different direction from that. And what was really surprising was, guess how many people are on the StarCraft team?
I don't know.
50.
Just pick a number.
If I told you
that there was 100 people on the Company of Heroes team. Now, how many people would you guess were on the StarCraft II team?
I don't know. I'm guessing you're going to tell us that it's, like, surprisingly few people, like 10 people or something.
It's 39,
okay.
which I thought was surprisingly small. Now, they say they're going to ramp up to more than that. They didn't say how high, but almost certainly not to, like, 100-person level.
Right. Does that include the QA team, or is that separate?
They didn't specify. I did ask them if they count differently than THQ or if they count differently than Relic does, and they said they don't. That they are counting the same positions, the same, you know.
Now, are the people who are leading this project, like the lead designers and, you know, the key creative people on this that are kind of driving it, are they the same people that did the original StarCraft?
A lot of them, a surprisingly large number of them, yes. So these are the guys that did it before. It's not like they got in, like, you know, an entirely fresh team. To just, you know, re-envision what they liked about the original franchise. These are the guys going back and, you know, tweaking, perfecting, a game that they themselves created.
I'm so excited about this. I mean, I really can't think of another game that I want to play more than this.
Really?
I think StarCraft is in my all-time top five. I think it's the best RTS ever made.
But it sounds like this is just a sort of a facelift. I mean, not to be harsh, it's a release. I mean,
even if it is just that, though, I'm perfectly happy with that. Command & Conquer 3, I think, made the right move in not trying to reinvent the wheel and basically, you know, kind of giving us all the kind of the classic RTS play that we're familiar with and just kind of building on that rather than try to go back to the drawing board and do something completely new. That's what I liked about it. And it sounds like they're doing a similar thing here. When you've got an original game that is so incredibly successful and popular... You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's. I just love that world. You know, obviously the storyline is going to be very different. They're going to have tons of CG in there. I mean, if you know any of you guys out there that remember playing through Diablo 2, I mean, those cutscenes were almost worth the price of admission alone just by themselves.
And let's face it, it's going to be 12 years. since the original StarCraft when this game comes out. I mean, it's, you know, it's going to feel new no matter what.
Yeah. And they also talked about how it's, you know, it's not just a fresh coat of paint, It is definitely much more than that. You know, there are definitely, you know, tactics that you'll, that will no longer work, that you'll have to revise. I mean, obviously it sounds like they've got some, really, really big changes in store for the Zerg.
I really like what you're saying about the asymmetry, Greg, because that for me was what I loved about the original StarCraft. Was I just felt like those three races, that really was the genius of it. Those three races felt so different. Like each race that you played, you kind of felt like you were playing a slightly different variation of the same game, and yet they were so well balanced.
Totally.
And we've seen that work really well in CNC3 with the addition of the Skryn. You know, it feels like, you know, you've got to adapt your playstyle for each of the three races. And if anything, I kind of want to see that concept taken further. And it sounds like from what you're saying, that's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, even more so. They showed a unit, like the Protoss have, it's like their uber weapon is like this mothership.
Carrier? The carrier?
I'm not sure actually what it's called. I don't recall what it's called.
Okay.
But it's their uber unit. It's their most powerful unit. It's the ship that goes over, and it floats over. It looks really cool, but it's enormous. It floats over, various units on the ground, and, you know, sort of like, one of the bigger units in TA, or I'm sorry, Supreme Commander. It kind of rains down the, what the hell's that movie?
ID4.
Thank you. Yes, Independence Day. You know, beam of death.
The ion cannon type thing.
Ion cannon, yeah, and destroys everything on the ground. And I asked them, like, well, so does, you know, do the other races have anything like that to sort of, like, you know, the equivalent? And they're like, yeah, no, not at all. they got nothing like that. They're, you know, they're coming at it. They're going to come at the battle in completely, totally different ways. And actually building on something I just said, something that they said was mildly annoying throughout the development of this game, because it's been in development for years now, is that as they watch other games come out, like Supreme Commander, and they've got a saucer that does the ID4, just, you know, it's like, they're like, crap, you know, or they've got really cool walkers. The Protoss have these really cool walkers, and they kind of are reminiscent of the walkers in CNC3. So it's like, you know, as more games come out, they get a little bit annoyed, because, you know, we're all caught up in that same, you know, pop culture soup. We're all sort of influenced by a lot of the same things. We all see the same movies. And so, of course, a lot of the unit design is going to, obviously, you know, it's not going to be totally original. Not if it's all taken in from the pop culture all around us. So I'm sure they're going to be tweaking things more to differentiate. And by no means am I saying that these units look or act exactly like any units in other games. But it's just interesting to hear them talk about that, because they, you know, it's like, they're not the only ones coming up with some good ideas. It's definitely...
Is there a full title to this game, like StarCraft II, Rise of the Space Smurfs or something, or is it just StarCraft II for now?
Right now they're just saying StarCraft II.
Okay.
We're pretty confident. I mean, I'm sure we're all pretty confident that Blizzard's going to balance the game really well, and the gameplay's going to be great, and, you know, all the asymmetry is going to work out. But I'm really worried about this multiplayer interface, because I hope they don't stick with what they had for... the original StarCraft or even Warcraft 3, and one of the biggest disappointments for me with CNC3 was the multiplayer interface, and how, you know, when you're in a game room, you can't jump back to the lobby, and you can't customize settings enough. And StarCraft 2, it's going to be, I mean, most people are going to be playing it for multiplayer. So
actually, not true.
Not
statistically
true?
Speaking, no. Statistically speaking, most people still play single player games.
Really?
Yeah. So that is always like the big shocker. I think we've talked.
I mean,
about
I'm presuming
before.
That they're going to be giving BattleNet a revamp.
Yes.
As well,
I'm sure
as
will.
As part of this.
They'll be talking about that at some point. They're not talking about it right now, but they definitely say they've got big plans in store for multiplayer.
Was the AI especially good in the original?
It wasn't especially bad. I actually asked them about AI during our sit down on Monday. Just saying that, you know, it seems like that's the one area where there hasn't been a lot of innovation since the genre began. And so they say that they're, you know, they're working on it. They've never, you know, they don't have particularly bad AI. They've never had particularly bad AI. I'm not sure based on what they said, if the AI in StarCraft II will be dramatically better than anything they've had before. But I think we can expect that, you know, it won't probably have the typical problems, which are, you know, pathfinding or, you know, not knowing that a close by unit is under attack. They seem to be well aware of those sorts of pitfalls and are taking steps to make sure they're not in the new game.
I really hope that the game allows for betrayals, like in the first game, because I may have to reestablish my team up with Billy Harms.
Billy Harms, yeah.
Oh, just like the old days. That would be fantastic.
I want to betray. No. Come on, let me. Oh, come on. You betrayed last time. I want to betray.
I used to love those fools. Why are you putting all your troops in my base? Oh, don't worry, it's to protect you. And then in the middle of the battle, you just turn the alliance off with them.
Yeah.
And just start burning their base down from the inside. I'm not. You know what? I shouldn't be proud of it. It's just
you
really
be.
Stupid childish thing to do.
And I never understood back in those days. I mean, you and Bill did that. Nothing but that. For months.
We never got tired of it, and it was so funny that, like, literally there'd be, like, tears streaming down our faces with laughter. We thought it was so hilarious. Like, I thought I was going to hurt myself. I was laughing so hard. And it never got old. I mean, it's pathetic that we got our jollies that way.
Yeah, it is. As long as at least you're admitting it. It was the same joke over and over and over and over again. And, oh, God, I was so happy.
I'm not proud of myself the more I think about it.
As soon as you get off the
podcast, I would totally do it again.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not proud of it, but I would do it again. So,
you know, I think it's cool that they announced this in South Korea, but I'm wondering if it'll actually supplant the original StarCraft, given how ingrained StarCraft is in the culture. You know, because it could be like the Counter-Strike Source when it was released. It never really took over the old Counter-Strike, did it? Or even EverQuest 2, it never really supplanted EverQuest.
No, I think the majority of people actually still play 1.6 because they feel like it's more balanced, and also lower-end systems can run it and get higher frame rates.
But if anybody can do it right and transition people to a new game, it's Blizzard.
Yeah,
I'm looking at my StarCraft battle chest here. I'm tempted to reinstall it and get back into it in preparation for this.
You will not get over, you will not believe how low-res the graphics are.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I remember when I was looking at Diablo 2 about a year ago, and it was like, oh my god.
And StarCraft is even worse. It still holds up. What I found surprising about it when I loaded it up in anticipation of this story, is that you're immediately appalled by how low res the graphics are, but you forget. I mean, it really just takes like 10 minutes of playing through the levels, and you're like, oh man, this is so much fun. And I still dig the music, and the interface is still slick, and the sound effects are still amazing to this day. So it's,
I really don't think that you can overstate the significance of this announcement. When this happens this week, I feel like any of us who are kind of attuned to the world of gaming are going to have an Obi-Wan moment where we feel like a disturbance in the Force. Like, it may be all the way over in Korea, but something's happened.
What's wrong?
I felt a great disturbance in the Force, as if millions of voices suddenly cried out in terror and were suddenly silenced.
You know, I mean, there's going to be an earthquake going through that. Like, I fought like I'm 10 on the Richter scale of gaming awesomeness going through the video game world this weekend when this is announced. I mean, Blizzard are absolutely at the top of their game. They never put out anything less than absolutely brilliant. They so rarely do it. I mean, you know, people that love StarCraft have been waiting 12 years for this sequel. That's longer than Duke Nukem Forever. And
just barely.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? No, it's huge. It's huge. No matter how, no hyperbole is sufficient for how awesome this event is.
Wow. We were, Dan and I,
nothing will ever be the same.
No,
it seems as though a million voices cried out at once.
It'll be
in jubilation.
That's right.
Before StarCraft II and after StarCraft II, going forward.
That's right.
Dan and I were sitting there talking about, like, you know, trying to compare Blizzard's track record with somebody in filmmaking or TV or music, and we couldn't think of anybody. Like, who consistently gets it right?
The analogy that I've drawn is Pixar. I've always felt like they can have
a
Pixar type. You know, they've never done anything less than really, really, really good.
That's a great one. Can you think of any others? In just about any creative medium, like
Quentin Tarantino.
No,
I'm kidding.
I mean, in the old days,
I don't even like Jackie Brown.
You know, in the old days of gaming, in the good old days, it used to be the top tier
Westwood,
where you just knew that there was kind of a guarantee of quality. was in the old days of LucasArts and Westwood Studios and Blizzard at the time. And now all those other labels have kind of fallen off. Bungie, maybe? Bungie is up there, I would guess.
But they haven't made nearly as many games.
A ton of following behind them.
Oni?
Did they do Oni?
Yeah. Bungie did
Oni.
Their San Diego office.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, considering that Blizzard has done so many games, and that they have shown at least once publicly, well, potentially twice, depending on what eventually happens with StarCraft Ghost, that they're willing to cancel games that are really far along that they just don't think are fun. You know, I mean, it's just I think
that's key to their success as well. I mean, they've shown before that, you know, I mean, it's clear that their financial success is based directly on their reputation for excellence. And, you know, the money that they might make in the short term by putting out a game like StarCraft Ghost is probably offset, you know, if it's anything less than excellent, that's a dent, that's a blot on their reputation.
Yep.
That they, you know, it's, you know, when you've got a perfect reputation, you've never done a bad game. I mean, it's a lot of pressure on these guys, and I think it's probably the right thing to do. If you see a game shaping up and it's, you know, you're not feeling it, then it's better for them to cancel it.
Mm-hmm. Gary, would you be more or less excited if it was an MMO?
I don't know. Possibly, I might be more excited, but I'd also be a bit scared. Like, as you know, I know what World of Warcraft did to my life. You know, StarCraft Universe or whatever, you know, they may have called it. That's even more terrifying to me. Because I love the StarCraft Universe is so cool. And to imagine putting that into an MMO... space. I mean, my life would be over. I'm kind of glad. I mean, this is going to be bad enough, you know, once we get into multiplayer, and, you know, I imagine I'm going to be doing a lot of multiplayer with this. You know, there's plenty of time for a StarCraft MMO and a Diablo 3 and a Diablo MMO. I mean, you know, these guys are going to be rolling in it for generations to come.
Is there time for a Diablo-style game set in the StarCraft universe? Because that's what I want. I want that so badly. I won't even tell you what I would do to all of you on the podcast right now.
Wait, so you want a StarCraft RPG?
I want to be able to play as a Protoss and go through and, you know, play an action RPG with, you know, the standard, you know, skills and loot and just go nuts in that world.
But you wouldn't want an MMO?
I've just never been a real MMO guy. I'd be more inclined to play a StarCraft MMO than I would be a Warcraft MMO. I prefer sci-fi. The only MMO I've really ever been sucked into is Anarchy Online. So I'd definitely give it a go. I'm personally much more excited that this is an RTS.
Can you trace back, Greg, to your memory the moment when you first knew that the mystery game was going to be StarCraft II, and like what your immediate reaction was when you learned that?
Well, when she said. When I was speaking to my contact at Blizzard, and she said, you know, I can't say the name of the game, I'm just too nervous, but we're announcing it in Blizzard, or we're announcing it in Korea.
Right, so that's kind of,
I mean,
you know.
Yeah, I mean, that was, and I was like...
Telling you in orbit name.
Yeah, and so, honestly, I said this a little earlier in the podcast, my honest-to-goodness reaction was, there was a millisecond of depression. I was like... Really? I so desperately wanted Diablo 3. We so wanted, you know, it's like, because that internally, you know, for the last couple of years, we've been, well, there's been debate among the editors, to be perfectly frank. Like, some of us think it's, you know, Diablo. Some of us thought it was going to be StarCraft. But I'd always wanted it to be Diablo. And so, at that point, yeah, my initial reaction was one of a slight, very slight disappointment. But then I, you know, immediately got excited because, like, you know, A, I'm still very excited to play StarCraft II. B, it's hugely great for the PC gaming industry and fans as a whole. And then when I finally got the logo, you know, because nothing had been said. You know, we'd been talking about it for weeks at that point and talking around the name. And so when I finally got the email with the logo attached to it, and I opened that up, and my heart did kind of skip a beat because it was like, wow,
he's such a geek.
This is, but no, but can you imagine? Like, it's not been uttered. You know what it is, but you're like, you know.
No, I know
what
it is. It's the first time you've seen something tangible. Like, it's the first time it starts to feel real.
So, like, yeah, I opened up that email knowing that I'm the only person outside of Blizzard to have seen this yet. And I was just awash. Like, it was, I thought it, I kind of got shivers. It was like, it was an honor. You know, it was just fun. It was exciting. And here I am, I'm just looking at a stupid logo, right? But it's, you know, what that logo signifies for PC gaming, you know, and realizing how important that is. It was just so cool.
So let me ask you this. What actually is going on in Korea? Where and how is Blizzard unveiling this game? They presumably have some kind of gala event for the revealing of it.
So the event, from what I understand, is actually like this just big, like, tournament being held in an auditorium or a stadium or maybe two stadiums. I mean, it's a huge event. And, you know, it's they're going to be playing Blizzard games. In the midst of this, they're going to say, hey, by the way, we've got an, I mean, we'll see. You know, by the time this is, people are hearing this, I'm sure there'll already be some news about how the whole thing actually ended up unfolding. But my understanding is that they're going to go out there and say, hey, by the way, thanks for coming. We've got something to show you. We've got an announcement to make. And they're not going to say what it is. They're going to start by showing that CGI. That
right.
Cinematic.
God, that feels like an Apple keynote.
Yeah. But I mean, can you imagine you're sitting there? I mean, I almost wish I didn't. I mean, other than the fact that it's really cool that we're the only mag that's got this story, you know, and I'm very happy about that. I almost, as a gamer, wish I could be there to just be like, you know, here I am, I'm playing some StarCraft or I'm playing some Warcraft 3 with my buddy, and then like, oh, hey, what's going on up there? And watch this intro cinematic. They're not saying what the name of the game is. As you can tell, it's a Space Marine, but you're not sure. And then all of a sudden to have that StarCraft II logo go up on screen. And then just, like DJ was saying, to just watch all their heads.
Yeah, I mean, you're just gonna excrete from every orifice, aren't you, simultaneously?
I'm so envious. I would have been in Korea myself had I been able to get my passport settled in time. I'm so envious of Dan for going out there and being able to experience that, witness it firsthand. We're gonna have, we sent our video podcast producer, Dan Fredrickson, out with Dan, so that we'll have, shortly after they return, we'll have a really cool video podcast for all you guys to see.
The only thing that, since you mentioned the Apple thing, the only thing that would have been cooler than this, if they had waited to have the game basically finished, and they would have had all the coolness of the announcement, and then, oh, by the way, it's coming out next month. Like,
oh my god!
I mean, that's almost impossible. That would have been, I think, almost impossibly cool.
It would have been, but there's just, I mean, they couldn't have done. If any company could do that and actually still expect to sell copies, it's Blizzard. But I mean, they still, you know, they're a public company. There's a way of doing things. They've got to get, you know, stories. They want to dole out information, keep excitement up, build excitement over time. Yada yada yada. But yeah, that'd be incredible. Like, it's done, and here's a copy of the game. Like, everyone at this event gets a boxed copy. No one to hand the game to at the end of the event because everyone's heads have just exploded.
Big explosion.
So yeah, it's just, man, there's so many cool games expected to come out this year, but this announcement, man, it's going to be a good year
for PC. It's already going to be a good year for PC gaming, as you said, but this is like, this one game is more interesting than, and more significant than all the other games coming out this year put together. And I say that without any fear of exaggeration. I'm entirely sincere in that statement.
Yes, yes. Because
I think, look at it this way, if you said to me, and I bet you a lot of gamers would say the same thing, if the proposition was this, you can play all the other games that are coming out the rest of this year, but not StarCraft. Or you can have StarCraft, but not play any of the other games. I bet you most people would still go with StarCraft.
Dude, come on.
I would.
And we all know...
Think about it, wouldn't you? I would.
No.
Well, yeah, dude, there's some great games coming out this year. I'm not...
What's like the next one after this?
Well, what's
the second most exciting game now this year?
Personally, what I'm looking forward to next is Hellgate London. Then there's Crysis.
Bioshock's
not coming out this year.
Not, right. But Bioshock looks amazing. Half-Life 2 Episode 2.
Team Fortress 2.
Before.
Now, Half-Life 2 Episode 2 plus Portal plus Team Fortress 2. That's a compelling package.
No, I'm sorry, you can't play it, Gary. You're playing StarCraft.
Oh, maybe I didn't think this through. But you know what? What world we live in, I don't have to make that choice.
Yes.
I can play them all.
And so you shall.
You know what I just started to think about? You just know that Blizzard is going to do some kind of awesome collector's edition in like an iron box or something.
I don't know. Their typical collector's editions are just those big standard boxes, which I love.
Blizzard does good collector's editions.
Yeah. You get the art book, you get the music.
They should do what they're doing with Halo 3, where you get like regular collectors and like uber legendary edition for like $150 with like all kinds of crazy shit, but like you'd still buy it.
And a Zerg skull.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, it's fast forward in your mind to the day when that box shows up.
Oh.
That big box, and it's in a you know, nondescript UPS box, but you know it's in it. It's that big ass collector's edition. Oh my god.
Oh. I mean, I can remember. I mean, I only have to go back to how that felt a few months ago when the Burning Crusade collector's edition showed up here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like 10 Christmases at once. You know, your heart skips a beat when you hear the doorbell because, you know, the FedEx guy, and you run downstairs and it's like, oh, it looks about the right shape and size, but who knows, it might be something else. We don't know. You know, I've been bait and switched like that before, where like the box, I thought it was going to be the awesome thing that I was waiting for, but it was just like some stupid thing that I ordered on Amazon and forgot about.
Here's a very quick tale from a very spoiled kid. I don't know how old I was. I must have been under 10, but I desperately wanted an AT-AT. Desperately wanted an AT-AT for my birthday. And come the day, there's this huge wrapped box. All my friends are over, and I knew for sure my mom had gotten it for me. I'm just like looking at that box all day long. Like I can't even focus on my friends or the cake or anything. I'm just like, there's a f***ing AT-AT in that f***ing box. I don't need any of my friends. I don't need any cake. I want everyone to leave. I want to tear into that box, and I want to play with my AT-AT. And then, it's building for hours. I finally rip into it, and it's a f***ing Millennium Falcon. It's a Millennium damn Falcon. And the spoiled brat that I was just like, I was like, I wanted to cry. It was so stupid. I'm like, here I am, like, you know, a lot of kids would kill to have the Millennium Falcon. I'm just
what
like,
a rotten kid you must have been.
It's not an AT-AT.
You remind me of that video that's on YouTube of, like, the guy, you know, like, the father that buys his spoiled daughter the Porsche and she starts crying because it's the wrong color.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. I was that kid. I was an ass. I'm still an ass now.
There's a video online of the kid who gets the N64 and he goes ballistic with his sister.
Yeah, the N64 kid is quite famous online.
You could
that's
been like,
how I, that's if you want a good guide for how I'm going to be when StarCraft 2 shows up at my house, just dial up that video. Because that's a good template.
I will. I've never seen it, but I'll find it.
The time between now and like StarCraft 2 D-Day is just going to crawl by so slowly.
Yeah. Well, they didn't specify a date. Maybe it will come out this year. I find that hard to believe, but they did like reiterate a couple times that they don't want to do this. This is not going to be a typical Blizzard launch. They definitely want to make sure this is like, you know, from announcement to launch day that it's accelerated.
I'm thinking holiday, given how well you said it was refined. You said even the interface was in.
Well, but you know what? Diablo 2 looked the same way. It looked like at any point you could have bought that in a store also. So they, you know, these guys...
In what way is this not a typical Blizzard launch?
That they're going to... But between announcement and launch, there will be less time. That they won't, like, announce and then ship the game 2 years later.
Right.
You know, they want an accelerated cycle.
I'm gonna be dreaming about this year, though. What a Merry Christmas that would be for everyone. What a gift to the world.
Yeah.
That would be by Blizzard. This game could actually end world poverty.
I want them to take as long as they feel they need to polish it, right? Because what is another StarCraft if the races aren't finally tuned?
Yeah, I mean, that's the great thing about Blizzard, though, that you know that's what they're going to do. They don't need to rush it out. It's not like they need to get this out quickly, otherwise, you know, they're going to get the electric cut off.
Yeah. Absolutely. What was so neat about talking to the guys about the game is they've been so into this for years, and to not be able to say anything, you know, to be able to be as passionate as you can imagine these guys are, to love this franchise and this game so much, and to be so excited about, you know, the things they're doing, and to not be able to tell anybody. So I would
be walking around, like, fit to burst all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Totally, totally. And so I was really...
You would want to just, like, run to the local, like, shopping mall or whatever, the nearest crowded place, and just go, F***ing StarCraft 2! Like, at the top of your voice.
Yeah, and not being able to do that for years. It must have been killer on them. But they're, I'm so happy for them, because you can imagine what it's going to be like in Korea. Those guys...
I hope they get out alive.
Yeah, yeah. Without being, because over in Korea, there's no stigma. Men and women play games in almost equal percentages, from what I understand. So, like, over there, women actually do get into this stuff, and these guys can get mobbed.
Man, what a life. These guys are going to be like rock stars over there.
I know. So I'm really happy that these guys are finally going to get their, the appreciation that they're due.
Is there a possibility, though, I'm playing kind of devil's advocate here. Is there a possibility, though, that the Koreans, who love the original so much, might be a little bit suspicious of a new one?
No.
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 No chance left.
I don't think so. I was, have you seen all the StarCraft, all the potato chips and the sodas? Dude, when we were at Blizzard, we were going through a display case they had there. They've got StarCraft shoes. They've got, I was told, like, in subways, they've got, like, on the side, don't litter, the Warcraft orc wouldn't be happy. It's like, it's crazy. Like Blizzard revitalized that country in a way that, just cannot be completely comprehended here, I think, in the U.S.
If only they had Blizzard in North Korea, just think. All the problems that we wouldn't have today.
Well, you could imagine if, maybe this event would get them down there.
It could bring about unification.
That's right. Oh, it crosses all borders. They just airdrop copies of StarCraft 2 into North Korea.
Them over the DMZ and watch democracy flourish.
Yeah. They're like, we know you guys can't afford PCs. We've got plenty of them here in the South. Just come on down. Come on down. Play some games. Love thy neighbor. So, yeah, man, it's a great time. It's a great time to be a PC gamer. And what'll be really interesting is, like, because right now there's an awful lot of buzz. The Halo 3 beta has just started, and so there's a ton of buzz online about that. And my guess is that'll just be absolutely just dwarfed by the StarCraft 2 announcement. I think as cool as Halo
is. It's going to be, come the weekend, which, is kind of where we are theoretically now in our little future time frame, it's going to be all anyone's talking about.
All right, so there you have it, straight from Greg's mouth, one of two people outside of Blizzard who's seen StarCraft 2 so far. Be sure to check out our August issue for exclusive screenshots and exclusive coverage of StarCraft 2. Subscribe to the magazine, www.pcgamer.com, and keep an eye out on our video podcast site, because when Dane, our podcast producer, comes back, we're going to have some footage from the launch event in Korea. That's pcgamerpodcast.com/video. All right, that does it for this weekend's incredible StarCraft 2 announcement podcast. For everyone here, for Greg, Logan, Jeremy, and Gary, this is Norman the Intern, signing off.
I feel excited. We're one of, like, just a handful of people in the world that know. We know.
I wish it was a game I was excited about.
Why aren't you excited about it?
I don't play RTS games. I can't even beat the tutorial missions. I just suck at them that badly.
The cover image is badass. It is
it's
the space
on our website right now, isn't
it? Beautiful.
What?
It's what?
It's. It will be on our website, it is on our website.
Yeah, well, future.
Yeah, sorry.
Norman!
All right, well, we'll be in touch. Yeah, as for what to say today, just say, hey, bear with us. We've got a big announcement. We can't make it today.
It's huge.
We've got a huge announcement. We can't
with
make it today.
With six U's.
Can I say we'll be posting early Saturday morning Korean time?
No.
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 heads explode.
We will post within the next 2 days.
All right.
How about we will startle you with a very crafty announcement. To expect a blizzard of information.
I wrote something like that for the next month box last month, and then asked them if it was cool if we ran that, and they said, no.